Twan's Binge Watch Weekend.
Another weekend of watching stuff and things.
Yes.
They used to call it the Idiot Box. Now they call it the Savior Square.
Yes. Oh, I like that one.
I just made that up.
I like it.
That sounds like something Oprah would say.
And I'm big on alliteration, too. So the it Savior does. Square. I'm good with that.
So it's Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend, and there's always new stuff that's out there. And even beyond that, it's not always three super new things to watch. No. I actually think what happens is new trash gets dumped on old treasures.
Yes.
And you forget
about those treasures.
About other things. I was doing that just the other day. I was sitting down, and I was like, I need to watch something. What are some of those things that Antoine has talked about?
Right.
And so I went to K92MorningThing.com to look up some of them. I didn't actually watch any of them, but I looked them up.
And actually, well, that's a start. I have to look it up first before you can watch it.
Right.
And actually, today, it is about those treasures.
Ah.
It's not about the new things that's dumped on top of
them. It's like I knew.
Yes. Uh-huh. It's kind of going back. And I think one of these things, for some reason, I feel like Monica is going to hate it. I don't know why. Uh-oh. It just feels like usually the things that I love, Monica hates.
Yeah.
So I'm just anticipating that. Like, my emotions are prepared for her to scoff.
Oh, no.
And one of my things.
I often find, too, she doesn't like a lot of classics. They don't age well for her.
No, it's just
ever.
Uh-huh. Her definition That's of true. Classic is different than everybody else's
oh,
definition
right.
of classic.
I know, because she made us watch that movie a couple weeks ago, and that was...
That's a classic.
Uh-huh.
No, Rotten Tomatoes said what? It was...
No, just rotten. Just stop with rotten. That's
yeah,
all it is.
Yeah. So anyway, we're gonna hang out on Netflix this weekend.
Okay.
And so the first thing is for the family, mainly for the kids. And it's something that I watched as a kid that wasn't animated, but now it's animated. It's Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, I loved Carmen Sandiego
oh, yeah.
back
the
in the day.
Theme song and everything.
Carmen Sandiego.
Where in the world is
yeah. Carmen Sandiego?
Absolutely amazing. And I had a little bit of a crush on her. Never saw her
yeah.
face, but just the red and the hat covering her face.
What was under that trench coat?
And then like she was a criminal, so that was kind of hot.
Man, I will tell you right now, because Carmen Sandiego back in the day, it started as a video game.
Yep.
And I remember you would go all around the world, and I had it. And I remember I played it with these two friends of mine. And I can still remember in my mind that very first time we got to Carmen Sandiego at the end, I got so scared. Like, the music changed.
Uh-huh.
And she came across the screen. It was intense, man.
See, good old
oh,
days.
Man.
See, that's a
I
treasure.
I felt the same way when I found Waldo.
Oh, God. Would you shut it?
And this isn't even the one I thought you would hate. She might go 3 for 3 and hate
yeah.
all of them.
Like, I'm just going to
yes,
mock all
but
of
an
these.
Animated, it's an animated series on Netflix because... The show that we watched, Zach, uh-huh. taught us about like different countries and things. The animated show teaches the kids about new countries or just
like
different
that.
Countries, but also
geography.
Like, yeah, but humanity and different types of people that lives in those countries
yeah.
and things like that.
And you
that.
Know what? I'm going to do this for you, Antoine, and not for you, Monica.
What? Ava actually loves it.
Carmen
San they don't care.
Woo! Steal this. Oh, man. It's like Pentatonics or something.
It is. Yeah, I forget what their names are. It's, what are their names?
I don't know.
Acapella peeps.
In front of a barbershop.
Pentatonix Senior.
Carmen Sandiego.
All right, so that's on Netflix?
Yes, it's cool. on Netflix. All right, nice. So this one, if Monica doesn't like it, I'm going to be very surprised.
Okay.
Because this seems right up her alley. Also on Netflix.
Murderin'.
Dexter.
Oh,
correct.
Yeah. Well,
there
okay.
you go. See?
oh.
Right up her alley.
There it is.
Dexter, Monica, have you ever watched the Showtime show, Dexter?
I have not.
This one I do think
I've heard good things.
I would be up your alley. Dexter was a show that I loved for a while when it was on Showtime, and then I sort of fell off and lost track of where I was in the show. And then I heard the finale was really bad. So
the
then
last
I never
season
went back.
Was terrible.
Ah!
But there are like oh. eight, there are like eight seasons. This is you, the Netflix series You, but so much better.
Oh, see, I thought you'd be like, Monica,
okay.
this is you, a serial killer
like,
with
I'm
a conscience.
is that a compliment?
No,
I don't know.
No, this
Thank
is
you.
This is, in my opinion, this is a better version of the Netflix series You.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a lot more
okay.
killing. There's a lot
oh,
more.
Man. The first few seasons were awesome. It really was.
And he's a sociopath. But he's doing it for a good reason.
He only kills bad people.
He's killing bad people.
Well, who he decides is
yeah,
a bad person.
Perceived as bad people because
right.
he works with law enforcement as a forensic specialist or whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of everything Monica likes. It's sort of this devious serial killer thing. It's a lovable villain also.
Okay.
And just the whole thing is just very intense
and
weird.
And he doesn't just kill them. Like, he has to, like, chop them up. Oh, he has to like separate. So it's a bunch of like,
there's another level.
Yeah. Because he's like a forensics coroner type investigator. So he knows all the things that he needs to do to get rid of
blood
these people. So they don't get caught and all. Oh, it's really interesting show. But again, can we get over the fact that are you going to go through 8 seasons to then just be angry at the end of it? That's the problem.
But the first couple of seasons, a lot of the seasons are really, really good to where it's not as bad.
Maybe you just watch 4 seasons and then you stop.
Yeah, because it's still like 12, 15 episodes per season. Yeah. So it's still a good amount of time.
Yeah, it was. That was a good show.
I may actually start it over.
Okay, final one.
All right, the last but not least, I think Monica will hate this one, scoff at it, but I don't care. It's not about her. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I knew it.
Why you gotta all go off, Ferris?
I knew it.
Come on.
No, thank you.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off is Ferris a Bueller. Classic.
Oh, God, I love
like
that movie.
He was the coolest kid ever. He was Zach Morris before Zach Morris.
Uh-huh. He was Zach Morris's dad.
Yes,
really what he was.
Like, he taught him. Zach Morris was his protege.
When I saw that movie, I remember I was 12 years old. I saw it, and I thought it was the funniest movie I had ever seen in my life. It was just the greatest movie
And I think it
ever.
Still holds up. I think it still holds up
Monica
to
does
this
not.
Day. She probably never even seen it all the way through.
No, I haven't. I've just seen like clips. My Ferris Bueller.
Yeah. You know what you're the principal. You're my hero.
But no, so it's a teenager who is very charming. He's very smart.
I mean, let's be honest. He's a teenager who was like 30 in real life in this movie.
And he's skipping a day of school. And you just see the craziness that entails that day off from school.
Loved Sloane Peterson so much, man.
Oh, yeah, she was attractive. She was in... No, Sloane, that was his girlfriend. His sister was in Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. No, I didn't care about anybody else. Just
Sloane Peterson.
Great cameo by the Charlie Sheen as a druggie in that movie also. Just an all-star cast. Fantastic movie from the 80s that Monica hates because she has no soul. But you know what? You can watch your killing show. Go ahead!
It's a great family movie.
Dexter.
It's a great family movie. So, to run them down, they're all on Netflix. For the kids, the family, Carmen Sandiego animated series. For just the adults, this is not for the kids.
For the killers.
Dexter, also on Netflix. And last but not least, for the whole family, unless you're in Monica's family, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, remember, it's for the rest of Monica's
family. Yeah, just watch it without your mom.
Jared likes it. Yeah. He's talked about it.
He'll watch it with the kids. You go watch your murdering show. And
Ferris
Bueller. Right.
Bueller.
Binge watch weekend. If you miss any of these, you can always go to K92MorningThang.com.